everybody's well aware that the traffic management issues were raised in the towns over the last few weeks, especially the weekend of the Dubai Irish Open. And what became clear at that point, it wasn't any single roadworks that were the issues. You know, any town can have roadworks at any point. It was all the different sets of roadworks coming together and just the lack of communication, not only between what we felt the individual contractors on the roadworks, but between the council and the businesses, and you know, letting people know what the impacts and where the different areas of work would be. So we were really, really clear with the council. We thanked them for coming into the meeting to have this discussion with us, is that the communication is huge. Not only communication from the council to us and to our members, but for them to listen to the impacts that the traffic and roadworks is having on the members, and to hear from the local people what's happening on the ground. It's all very well doing traffic modelling when you're sitting in an office, possibly in Lifford. It's a completely different thing when you're on the ground in the road, in the towns, and you can see where the traffic's backing up, where it's going around, you know, different shortcuts, etc.
John McLaughlin and his colleagues were left in absolutely no doubt as to where you and your members stand and the extent of the concern that you feel about the impact these works are having on your members and on business in the area. You're expecting further answers from the council early next week. Are you confident they will be forthcoming?
Obviously, we'll be pressing the council and doing our best. We had assurances from the council that they had various queries out with contractors. And some of the contractors are on holiday at the moment and not due back till Monday. So I guess we're confident in our own ability to press and to continue to keep this important issue on their agenda. There simply can't be any slipping back on it. You know, this is having commercial impact on members. They're losing trade. They're losing, you know, in some instances, for example, having maybe to cut staff hours. So it's not just the business impact. It's people's lives, their take-home salary, etc. So there's no way that we can let this go backwards. I think the council heard that very clearly, not only from the meeting on Wednesday, but from the turnout for our open meeting on Monday, which was huge, that this is a matter that's simply not going to go away. And the only thing that's going to resolve it is open communication going forward and providing answers to the questions that have been asked.